Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 138, Patrick here, CJ Evolution, that's Criminal Justice Evolution. This is a show for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by me. Another criminal justice professional. Special thanks to all the first responders out there doing a very difficult job in an uncertain environment, often volatile environment. You're out there protecting, serving. You're even protecting the NFL games that are happening every weekend across the country. And you're protecting the very people, not all of them, but some of them, that are protesting the police. I read an article where some NFL players now want to protest police. They want to have a sort of an anti-police month in the month of November. Now I don't want to make, I don't want to indict the entire NFL, but there are groups of people out there within the NFL, players, the people who make millions, probably never sacrificed anything, maybe a couple things, but not nearly what the first responders out there, men and women in uniform, are sacrificing every day. These millionaire brats, some of them, not all of them, that are protesting what you do out there every day. Are there bad cops out there? Of course. But the overwhelming majority, folks, of police officers are hard-working, decent folks doing a very difficult job. Thank you. The majority of people out there love you. They appreciate what you're doing. Do not listen to the very, very small minority out there of people that are not the majority, the minority out there of people that are complaining about what you're doing out there. Do not listen to them, because you have overwhelming support in the community. Even though some people don't say it, most people out there support what you do. Thank you so much for the continued service. Sure do appreciate it. I wanted to talk a little bit. It made me start thinking about officer safety in the modern age. And this is taken, I'm reading this from a contributor to Police One. His name is Ron Avery. And he wrote an article back in May 4th, 2005, and I'll have it linked up in the show notes afterwards. But he wrote a great article that I want to talk about, and it's Officer Safety in the Modern Age, 10 Critical Lessons to Live By. While law enforcement duty has always been hazardous, there has been a spike in high-profile law enforcement incidents resulting in death. Tensions that have existed for decades in a smoldering state have now been fanned into hot flames. Among the protesters marching against perceived wrongdoing in small subgroup, labeled them anarchist or whatever you other term you want to like, who despise police and may feel justified in hurting you or killing you. Some want to hurt your family, too. Further, there are other individuals around the country who are coming up with their own justifications of why hurting you is now more acceptable than ever. It's just amazing the times we're living. And some politicians calling for calm have proven to be ineffective at tamping down the mayhem while a legal review process is ongoing. And while review of law enforcement behavior, procedures, and policy and subsequent changes are all part of the process of developing long-term solutions, they do little to help the short-term ramifications of violence directed against police and the public. We're going to talk about 10 lessons learn from generations of law enforcement, ranging from the Old West to present day, to help you, the first responder out there, protect yourself, your family, and your fellow officers. Again, this is an article by Ron Avery, a contributor to Police One. I'll have it linked up in the show notes afterwards. So number one, stay in control of your emotions and reduce residual ill will all around. Taking things personally and acting on those feelings in a negative way when dealing with or handling off a subject to others endangers other law enforcement officers in the future. One of the hardest things to do as a law enforcement officer is to stay objective and respond appropriately. It may be hard to do, but it is precisely how you need to train yourself to be. Anger, fear, and cynicism lead the way to overreaction. We've talked about this in the show before, where we bring on people and we talk about how it is so important to have a good attitude. You know, negativity all the time. I'm not saying nobody has a bad day. I'm not talking about that. Everybody has bad days. But being negative all the time, and this job can do it to you, folks. You know, it can do it to you. But you need to pump that positivity into your body a lot to counteract and eclipse that negativity, because we see so much of it, right? Stay in control of your emotions. Oftentimes, you know this, I'm preaching to the choir, we're seeing people at their worst. People don't call the police when things are great. People call the police when shit hits the fan. You know that. So stay in control of your emotions and reduce residual ill will all around. Number two, accept that you are a target and make yourself a hard target. Have someone you trust do an assessment of you and your family's vulnerabilities. On the job, at home, outside, doing activities, in the vehicle, parking, or anything else that comes to mind. Then take immediate steps to mitigate that vulnerability wherever possible. Look at your routines and reassess them. People say, what are you talking about this? You know, I live in a great community. Anything can happen, folks. You know as well as I do, people, all officers have been targeted by people that in this day and age where information is at our fingertips. It's not that difficult to find out where an officer lives, where you live. So take precautions. Always keep your guard up. Number three, start using Cooper's color code. There are people who want to hurt you. Pay attention and stay aware of your surroundings at all times. Expect to be attacked. Formulate a plan wherever you go or are going to call or encounter suspicious people or circumstances. You may be attacked, but you should never be surprised. Again, this is keeping your guard off. Dr. Gil Martin talks about this, talks about that, you know, level of the state we're in all the time. In law enforcement, we have to be that way when we're on the job or on duty. It keeps us alive. Now, he talks about kind of toning that down when we're off duty, but not completely. We have to keep that vigilance still up a little bit, right? I mean, it's not don't have fun with your family or doing whatever you're doing on your off time, but you have to be aware of your surroundings. You have to be cognizant of your surroundings, right? Take a look at the people around you, all right? Formulate a plan wherever you go. Number four, pull your head out of your smartphone or laptop. Don't look at it for more than a few seconds when you are in your vehicle or out and about in a public place where anyone is around you. If it helps, just think of some attacker coming up from behind and blowing your brains out every time you are looking down or do some texting or an email check, an email check in public. So you're checking your phone. You're being distracted. Now, it's a little graphic to say that. But think about that. That'll scare you silly into getting your head out of your phone or off the computer if you're in an MDT and you're off the side of the road reading. Come on, folks. Officer safety. Look at it for a couple seconds. Get back in the game. Scan your environment. Number five, stop the social club nonsense. As a law enforcement officer in uniform, you have no business sitting in a restaurant booth with four of you chit-chatting. Keep it to a maximum of two to a booth or table. Seat yourselves out of the way of the general traffic flow in and out of the restaurant or cash register area. Have the other officers seated far enough away to provide protection if anyone tries to target any two officers. Stand up when people approach you. Officer presence does not have to be threatening to get to the point across that you are ready. We saw that terrible incident that happened a couple years ago. I think it was in Seattle, Washington, where officers were attacked in a coffee place, and they were shot and killed. I mean, it was a horrible incident. But they were all sitting down. They were doing reports, and they were distracted. And it was just a horrible incident. Number six, upgrade your overall hand-to-hand skills. Nothing inspires confidence and decreases the likelihood of excessive force, like being able to defend yourself against just about anybody using just hand-to-hand skills. This confidence carries over into the firearms and other weapons categories. Well-trained police with good values aren't usually the ones getting into trouble in police departments. Number seven, upgrade your performance with firearms, particularly handguns. Learning to fight effectively with a handgun is more than just upgrading your qualification scores. Significant training in gunfight, speed, reactive shooting with proper tactics results in far fewer rounds fired and far less problems with, quote, excessive force complaints. If you are being targeted with deadly force, commit to the fight, stay mentally calm, and stay deliberate in your shooting. Every round has a purpose. Don't let fear of consequences, legal or otherwise, rule your decision. Hesitation is a killer. We live in an environment now, unfortunately, folks, where a lot of officers out there are second-guessing, even when they are justified to use deadly force. I saw this months ago where an officer was getting beaten up by a subject on top of her, and she could have used deadly force. She hesitated. She hesitated to use that deadly force. Amazing. Number eight, start carrying a gun off duty. You can shoot as well as your duty gun. A gun that's too small is far harder to shoot quickly and accurately than a bigger gun. Use the proper holster and mag pouches. Wear appropriate clothing to hide it effectively. Think about wearing a vest every time you are outside when living in areas of active unrest. Carry two extra magazines as well as one in the gun. For single stack magazines, carry three extra. Number 9, remember your values and uphold them. You will live and die by them. Now is not the time to withdraw from society. It is not us against them. Most people respect you and are on your side, like I said at the beginning. Some will fear you. Anarchists are the enemy, not society in general. Start learning how to properly use the tactical decision equation. Critical thinking under pressure is trainable and necessary. When you start using the equation, you will be able to come up with acceptable options in any situations and be able to justify your actions, both to yourself and to the public. It provides a common language between the police and the public that will help the public understand what you were facing and how you decided on your course of action. It is also a tremendous after-action tool to go over with your incidents and become a better tactical thinker. And number 10, protect your family and your home. Train your spouse and your kids how to think and what to do. They don't know what to do often, unless you're married to another cop. Most of us aren't. But train your spouse and kids how to think and what you do for a living. Have a plan for incidents in and out of the homes or at schools, etc. Teach them self-defense skills and the use of firearms if they are old enough to learn. Harden their minds to the use of force and teach them how to fight. Feeling helpless is debilitating at any age. Now, some people are going to think, well, teaching them how to fight. You know, what if we just, can't we use diplomacy? Look, I'm all for diplomacy, but sometimes you have to fight, folks. You have to fight, especially in our profession. I hope this has been useful. I hope it's been beneficial. A lot of great guests coming on the show, folks. Stay tuned for them. If you head over to cjevolution.net, that is the website associated with this podcast, click on iTunes and rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it. Again, thank you for all the first responders out there doing a very difficult job and everybody else in this great system we call the criminal justice system, folks. Take care. Until next time, be safe.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.